Putting up with the squawks and squeaks of elementary school band can take patience. A Michigan music store is helping children choose the right instrument with a traveling roadshow. Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris reports.
It's band prep time, and here's how it works. About 20 music professionals and retired music teachers are hauling dozens and dozens of instruments into a school. They've set up 10 stations. Each station has a saxophone, trumpet, clarinet, flute, and trombone. Then a bunch of fifth graders show up.
So you're going to hear some pretty weird honks and squeaks coming out of some of these horns.
Matthew Jones is a repairman at the Port Huron Music Center. And today he's running an instrument fitting at Landmark Academy in a little town called Kimball.
You are with me.
Jones brings Karis Rozeski to a station where they sit face to face. He asks her what she wants to try, and she says clarinet, because she likes the way that it plays the melody.
So we start by having you sit up nice and tall for me. Have you open up your mouth, put on your bottom lip, close, and blow. Perfect. Does that feel weird on your lip?
Yeah.
Jones makes some minor tweaks with a student's bottom lip. With his fingers on the buttons, Rozeski blows the air into the instrument.
Big difference.
Did that feel differently the second time?
Yes, it did. It felt like a vibration more, and I could really hear the music.
Then she wants to try the saxophone.
Amazing. Have you ever played one of these before?
No, but no. I've seen it on TV.
Even though she got her Kenny G on, Rozeski decides she likes the clarinet better because it's shorter and easier to hold. These instrument fittings are the Port Huron Music Center's main marketing strategy. Pete Cruz owns the store. He says the reason kids often get discouraged and drop out of band is because they started on the wrong instrument.
They think they want to play clarinet because Mom played clarinet, or Dad played this or that, or they had one of these kicking around in the closet and was going to try to play it. And so we just came with the idea that if we come in and let all the kids try everything out and guide them to what's going to work best for them, they have a better chance of being successful.
And plenty of students don't even know what their options are, like Aliana Johnson.
I don't know how to say, but it starts with the T, has a B in it,
trombone.
Yes.
Trombone.
So store employee Matthew Jones grabs a trombone mouthpiece and explains how to buzz.
And that buzzing is simply this. Yeah.
A few instruments later, she found a match.
Pinky in the hook there, fingers 1, 2, and 3, thumb underneath there. Lick your lips first, and blow. That's excellent.
It's cool, though.
Yep. Move that finger up and down now as you blow. That is a great sound.
Cool.
That's the whole thing right there.
After that, Johnson is pumped.
And I got to meet a wonderful person that helped me with a lot of wonderful things.
While Johnson did not go home with an instrument, she's hoping to play the trumpet next year in her sixth grade band. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris.